The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You'll remember that Planet Man, Pat, and Slats are deep in the ancient tunnels beneath the Palace of Marston, evil ruler of Mars. They have what they believe to be just 6 hours to thwart Marston's plans to conquer the Earth and throw the solar system into war. Billy and Jane, held as hostages by Marston, have disappeared. Back on Planaria Rex, Judge Augustus and Professor Darrow hope for some miracle to stop Marston before the deadline set by the other planets to strike, actually only 4 hours away. In the meantime, Dantro, Slats, and Pat are desperately seeking a plan to stop Marston and save Billy and Jane.
Whatever we do, Slats, we must be right. It'll be tough, but if we could only eliminate Marston, we'll throw the whole campaign into confusion. That's the weakness of dictatorship, Slats. When something happens to the dictator, no one is trained to think for himself.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but...
Dantro! Slats, what? Come here, hurry!
Something's wrong. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, where are you, Pat?
Up ahead of you, here!
What's wrong, Pat? Are you hurt?
Oh, I'm all right. But look at what I found. I was just sort of exploring while you two were talking, and I leaned against the wall here, and a whole section of it disappeared. There's some kind of a room in there with machinery in it.
Boy, oh boy, look at that stuff. That gadget looks big enough to be almost anything. What is it, Dantro?
It's one of the ancient machines. It seems to be in perfect condition. We found them before, but they've always been wrecked or damaged.
Will it help us? Maybe we can use it against Marston.
Can you operate it?
Well, I can try. Let's see. This looks like a power switch. We'll throw it and find out.
You've done it. You've done it. How wonderful.
Not so fast, Pat. That's just the power. Do you realize how remarkable this is? This machine is at least 40,000 years old, and it works as though it were built yesterday.
Hey, what's this stuff over here?
Oh, don't touch anything, Slats. Until we've had a chance to figure out the way the different parts work, we may destroy it or ourselves.
But it does look something like your cosmic communicator. See, there's a kind of a screen.
You're right, Pat. Here, let me try those dials. Easy now.
Hey, look, the screen's lighting up.
Something's forming on it. What is that, Dantro?
It's a picture, all right, but I don't recognize anything. Wait, let's try some different adjustments.
I recognize that. It's the jungle outside the palace. See, that's one of the ruins we passed. Remember that funny-looking tower?
Right you are. I think I've got the hang of it now. Let's look in on a few friends and enemies and see what's been going on.
Jane, and don't make a sound.
Where are we going?
I don't know, but any place is better than that storeroom. Marston had us scooped up in.
Well, I'm glad that guard left the door unlocked.
Girls always talk too much. I told you to be quiet.
All right. But I was wondering what happened to Slats. He was going to come back.
You can't worry about that now. We've got to try and get away from that awful Marston.
Do you really think we can?
Will you be quiet?
All right. Look, there's a window or something.
I see it.
Billy, be careful.
I'm just looking out. Hey, come here.
Wow. There must be 1,000 spaceships out there.
Gosh, it sure looks bad for the Earth.
What do you mean?
Oh, Jane, you're so dumb. That's the fleet Marston's going to use to attack the Earth. They won't have a chance. One of those big jobs could probably do it all alone.
Billy, don't talk like that.
I can't help it, but it's true. They can just sit up in space where our planes and guns can't reach them and destroy anything they like. From what I've heard the guards say, just their rays alone can wipe out a city like New York in a few minutes.
Isn't
can do? I wish Dantra were here. He'd stop me.
Well, he's not, so it's up to us.
Up to us? Billy, what are you talking about? What can we do?
I don't know, but we can't just stand here.
Only we could somehow warn the Earth. Then people could at least go into air raid shelters and places like that. Even if Marston did destroy the buildings, the people would be all right.
If is right. Hey, gee, maybe that's an idea.
What are you talking about?
Listen carefully. You see those little ships right over here near the palace?
Sure. What about them?
You notice how everybody seems to be busy around the big ones?
That's right. There's nobody over with the small ones at all. But what good does that do us?
I'll bet if we tried, we could sneak into one of them.
Well, suppose we did. What good would that do?
Gosh, don't be so dumb. We could take off and fly to Earth and warn the people about Marston.
Billy, you're crazy. You can't fly one of those.
I'll bet I can. I've watched Dantra when he was flying the Planeteer. And I'm sure I remember what to do.
Billy, where are you going?
Down to the field.
Billy! Billy, wait for me!
Will Billy and Jane be able to get into one of the Armada ships? And if they do, what then? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Billy and Jane, they were trying to sneak aboard one of the Marston Armada spaceships. They hoped to take off and warn Earth of the impending attack from Mars. In the meantime, Dantro, Pat, and Slats have discovered a most amazing device in the depths of Marston's palace, which was part of an ancient Martian civilization. As we find them now, they are operating this device.
Look, there's the leak of planets fleet. There must be 5,000 ships.
The greatest concentration of power in history of the solar system, Pat. And it's all going to hit right here if we don't do something.
But what can we do? We've been trying to figure this machine out for an hour, and all we can do is look in and listen to people. At least if we could figure out how to send messages, we might be able to tell Judge Augustus and Professor Darrow what's happening.
And we have 2 hours less than we thought we did.
Yeah.
How much time is left before the deadline, Dantro?
About 2 hours now, Pat.
Can't you figure out how to work this overgrown pipe organ?
I'm doing the best I can, Slats. If only I could understand the symbols the ancients used, it would be much easier. But as it is, I'm just guessing.
Why don't we just pull down all the things at once?
Slats, you're an engineer. You know better than that. I'm sure a machine as powerful as this has some kind of an anti-tampering control built in. If we fool around too much, the whole thing will cut off.
Leave him alone, Slats. If you keep interrupting, it'll just be that much longer.
That's all right, Pat. Sometimes questions like that make you think of things you wouldn't have otherwise.
Okay, I'll shut up. Let's get back to work.
This way, Jane. Duck down here next to me.
Billy, I hear footsteps. There's a guard or something coming.
Jane, I hear them too. Now, just stay here and be quiet.
That was close. Where do we go now?
I think if we go out that door, there's a wall we can follow that'll take us to within a few yards of a ship. Come on. I was right. See, there's a ship over there.
We aren't going to go across that open space, are we?
How else can we get there?
But someone will see us.
Let's not even think about it. Get ready now. Come on.
Billy. Billy, we made it.
Let's just hope there's no one on board. The control deck must be up this way.
I hope you know what you're doing.
It's too late now to turn back.
Look at all those gadgets. Are you sure you remember how to work them?
Sure. Just leave everything to me.
What are you doing? What's that for?
That's the switch that turns on the atomic pile. It makes graphite rods slide out. Anyhow, it's something like that.
What are you doing now?
Will you be quiet? I'm trying to concentrate. I'm sure this thing makes us right. And then this one is the direction control.
I'm scared.
Why, you girls, you're always scared.
Maybe I am, but I'm right here with you anyhow. You'll think you're fooling me, but you're not. You're just as scared as I am, only you won't admit it.
All right. Only, gee whiz, stop gabbing, won't you? How do you expect me to think? Well, here goes.
Billy! Billy, we're going up!
What did you think we'd do? Go down? Earth, here we come!
You
Captains, you know our plan. In an hour and a half, we strike. Scout ships will move in ahead and pick the targets. You, Captain Tor, will take your Mercurian heat ray cruisers on the left flank, and you, Sark, will cover the right with your disintegrators. The Venusian atomic artillery platforms will hover at 500,000 miles and bombard targets of opportunity. I will be in the center, and...
Sir, one of our patrols just reported a Martian scout taking off.
One ship, you say, a scout?
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, this is what we've been waiting for. We will strike now, but first we must destroy that scout. It may be a trick of some sort. Captain Mato, take 2 light cruisers, intercept that scout, and burn it out of space. The rest of you, back to your ships and stand by for the order to attack.
It looks as though the greatly feared war of the solar system is at hand. And all because the League of Planets squadron doesn't know that the Martian ship which just took off is being piloted by Billy and Jane, who hope to prevent the war by their getaway. What will be the fate of Billy and Jane? What is the fate of the entire planet world? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Tro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.